The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. The Pharisees approached Jesus and asked, "Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife?" They were testing him. And he said to them in reply, "What does Moses command you?" And they replied, "Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her." But Jesus told them, "Because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate." In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this and said to them, and he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." The Gospel of the Lord. So you may have noticed today's readings are about marriage. Are there any married people out there? I bet there are a few, eh? You know, marriage is a vocation. And we talk about vocations as finding your call in life. Marriage is actually the main vocation of the human race. Without marriage, we wouldn't have a human race. We also say in the church that marriage is a sacrament. I like to talk about sacraments. Sacraments, a very simple definition, are a natural reality or a physical reality infused with God's supernatural reality, His Holy Spirit, His grace. And so we have sacraments that are moments, like baptism. And we say it's a sacrament because Jesus instituted the sacrament of baptism. He was baptized into Jordan, right? And then we have Eucharist. He, Jesus, instituted the Eucharist at the Last Supper, the memorial of his death and resurrection. But why do we say marriage is a sacrament? Jesus never got married, did he? Well, today's gospel, you hear why marriage is a sacrament. Because Jesus is, by his words, reinitiating what God created from the beginning. But because of the fall, was imperfect and failed, which is the story of our humanity, right? Sin came into the world, and we became fallen in our nature. Christ came back to restore what was fallen. And so Jesus, in response to the test about divorce, goes back to the beginning when he quotes the book of Genesis. "In the beginning, it was not so. God made them so that the two become one." You know, that's powerful. Genesis tells us that we're created in the image and likeness of God. And what does that mean? Who is God? What is God? St. John tells us God is a four-letter word. It begins with L and ends in E. What might you guess God is? Love. God is love, right? And so to be created in God's image, our highest calling and our purpose really is to love. But in order to love, we need a beloved. And so God created us different, male and female, and meant to be in a loving relationship, but not only love, faithful, committed love, promised exclusively and mutually one to the other, so that that security and that promise may allow that love to flourish, not being afraid of being who we are, but bringing who we are and laying it down for the other. And so just as God is a community of persons united in love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so are humans meant to live. And so marriage becomes the main vocation of the way God created so that we learn how to love better. And since, Jesus points out, the fall, our hardness of hearts, in order to truly love like God wants us to, we need his help, his salvation, his love. And so marriage becomes a sacrament by Jesus instituted so that our natural relationship, that natural vocation, can be made supernatural with God's grace so that we learn how to love better. Now, I said Jesus is never married, right? Technically, that's not true. Jesus was married. He married us, the church. You see, marriage is when the two become one in flesh, right? God became human in Christ Jesus, joined our humanity, joined us in the flesh, so that the two may become one. And by him sharing in our humanity, we humans can share in his divinity. And so Christ married the church. She was formed from his side, just like as Adam and Eve, the creation, and he is still present in his church, pouring out himself where he proposed to us and gave himself totally on the cross in the Eucharist, present to bring us that supernatural life so that we and Jesus can be one. And it makes us more holy, more closer to God, more Christ-like, better able to love all people. And so, marriage is the main vocation. It is what God did to humanity, married us, so that we can love each other better. The vocation of marriage is the central aspect of our faith. For those who are married, it's a means to holiness, and God is inviting you through that to accept and to bring his love into your life so that it may make your love more according to his. And that in so doing, we become holier and grow closer to God and become then a better example and a channel of God's love for the world. Isn't that powerful? One other thing about marriage that's powerful. Baptism's a moment. Eucharist we do once a week or once a day. But when you're married in the sacrament of marriage, that's 24/7, God's grace being infused into your natural reality. That's powerful. And so today I'd like to ask and invite married couples, and if you're married in the church or even not right now, I'd like you to invite you to stand, and I'd like to pray a blessing. And so, Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for these married couples here today. And both in a natural way and in a supernatural way, you called them to love one another and to be a witness of that faithful love to the world, the love with which you have loved us. And so we ask your blessing upon them. Help them grow in your love. Help them grow closer to you. And may they be a witness of your love and faithfulness. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated.